Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1907, a Young People's Christian Temperance Union meeting in Grants Pass featured speaker Dennis Stovall, who said he had solved the problem of the first sin in the Garden of Eden. Women, Stovall lectured, are responsible for keeping men accountable, a duty bestowed by the great Creator. 5 years later, some young women who no doubt had heard Mr. Stovall's lecture sat in on Dr. Anna Howard Shaw's talk on women's suffrage. She said to truly hold men accountable, women needed the power of the vote. Shaw listed the arguments against giving women suffrage. It would cause married couples to argue about politics, cause women to neglect their household duties, and that the excited rabble hanging about the polls on election day would scare women away. Married couples are prone to argue about anything, she said, and to think voting would cause women to neglect their duties is rank absurdity. She added, and is it possible men, who are pleasant and civilized at home, will become on election day such raving beasts that we dare not walk the streets? The next month, November 1912, Oregon voters approved women's suffrage, which garnered 52% of the ballots cast. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempsher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.